Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The Go Birds podcast is sponsored by Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 21st, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And happy Tuesday. I rarely say happy Tuesday. I'm sure I say it, but then I almost always follow it up with, it's Tuesday, not the best day of the week, good content, blah, blah, blah. Here's what today is. We're a week away. 1 week away. We were a month away. We were 2 months away. We were 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away, 1 week away from the Eagles reporting to training camp. And I cannot wait. I can't wait to do this with you guys. I love, love, love the daily grind of training camp. I love waking up, going to the gym, feeling good about myself, getting a soccer jersey on, going to training camp, doing the interviews, seeing guys that are at practice. It's always dope to see some real ones. Become a Go Birds insider. It would be awesome to see a Go Birds insider at a training camp practice. Do the post-practice thing, pod, WIP hit. I love it. I love, love, love it. So we are 1 week away. Now, granted, the Eagles aren't practicing 1 week from today, which means from Wednesday's pod, I'll get to be able to do the whole we're 1 week away from a practice. I do enjoy doing the football's back. Football's back. Football's back. It's back when practice begins. It's back when mandatory minicamp begins. It's back when training camp begins. And then it's back in week one. So we got a lot of football's back, and we're getting closer to one of the most important ones as they report to training camp. But I'll stop trying to wax poetically about training camp. I don't know if it was poetic or not, but I'll stop talking about training camp And let's get into the news of the day. And I got to do a big Donovan chest pat. Donovan chest pat right here. I'm patting my chest like Donovan used to when he threw the ball into the ground, right? I misjudged something. So about a month ago, 5-6 weeks ago, the beat writers got a chance to talk to Nick Sirianni. And kind of what happens is we are told, you know, it's like a deal. We hold it until the beginning of training camp. And I was there for Nick Sirianni. This was during my haircut fiasco. Made a little joke about my hair, which is fine, which is fine. I still wear it like that in the privacy of my house sometimes. But regardless, I didn't think Nick said anything groundbreaking. But you know what? I made a mistake because I went back and I listened. And I do think Nick said a lot of interesting things. So I dropped the ball on that one. Donovan Chespat, hand up. The pod yesterday should have been about what Nick had to say. But now I know I made the mistake, and today we're going to talk about it. So today I want to recap for you pretty much everything that Nick Sirianni had to say during his 38-minute, just under 40-minute session with the beat reporters. So we're going to get right into it. But first, if you haven't yet, despite my big blunder, go out and become a Go Birds insider. The link is in the podcast description. It is a chance for us all to hang out, hop in the chat. It's going to be super... Wow, excuse me. It's going to be super popping now that everything's going on. It's already popping. There's already my favorite people I like to see. In fact, you're all my favorite people. I like to see every name. There's really not one person that contributes in there that I'm not enjoying. But go join, because coming up, there will be extra training camp stats in there. All types of fun things. Very, very excited for it. So the link is in the podcast description. It's a way to support the pod, simply put. And I would love if you did it. So go check that out. But let's get going with Nick Sirianni. So he talked, like I said, for a while. I'm going to talk about all the different things he had to say. And I'll start with my big picture thought on Nick. So what I've been debating internally, and you should go check out Go Birds Insider to tell me where you fall on it, is this a good thing about Nick, or is this a bad thing about Nick? And I don't have the answer to it yet. I lean good, but let me know. I think Nick, while he has evolved in some ways, no person stays the same. He has improved. I'm not saying he's the exact same guy. But what I think I admire about Nick and Jalen is they are mostly like the same guy. Like Jalen, pretty much the same guy 85% of the time when I see him. Nick, I think, is pretty much the same guy. There's moments where he's doing press conferences and you can tell he's in like, this is a serious press conference, gotta lock in mode. There's times where he lets the emotion get the best of him, but mostly he's kind of the same guy. And what I came away from listening to Nick talk was, does Nick have another pitch? Does Nick have another thing to go to? Because he's been here a while now. It's been 5 full years. I mean, Doug just made it 5 years. Andy was here for a long time. Chip obviously wasn't here for a long time. I mean, Nick is not too far from being the second longest coach for the Eagles in the Super Bowl era, right? Like, how long ago does his press conference feel like? It was during COVID, which means he's been here a while. He's held a lot of team meetings, right? Tough detail together. The 5 core values, like the story about the roots. How is Nick going to be able to kind of keep his current players interested while kind of sticking to what he does? Like, how many different stories can he think of? How many different ways can he do to say a message? Because when I listened to him for 40 minutes, it felt like a lot of the same, right? It felt like a lot of focus on turnovers. Like, just like a lot of, and again, I think that's probably good. Like, if you have the record Nick has, I think it's probably good if you stick to what works, right? Like, we all have our different, like, this is going to be extremely, well, okay, I'll do it. It's like this Drake lyric, and I can hear everyone laughing at me now, but it's like, whatever I got, it's clearly appealing, right? Like, people can say whatever they want about Nick. Is he good at this? Is he good at that? It works. Whatever Nick has, it works. But what I can't figure out from listening to him talking to him is a better way to put it, but being there, right? Is like, does he have another level to get to? Because I think a lot of what he said sounded repetitive. So let's get into it. And I'll start with something that I do think was actually very original and new, was how he's getting Sean Mannion ready to be a first-time play caller. So he's asked about whether or not Sean Mannion is ready to do it, and if he's nervous about the fact he's a first-time play caller. And Nick says no, because what's he going to say? Obviously, they should be worried. First-time play callers have not worked out well for them. The last two that they've hired has been fired. Three, if you include Sean Desai on defense. And he says no. Now, I think the reasoning for it, though, was a good one. He says the reason he's not worried is because he thinks he's prepared. Sean Mannion works hard, you know, all those things. And he didn't say this, but I think the fact he's a former quarterback is encouraging. But what he's doing is he's getting Sean Mannion ready by surprising him at practices. So he will, you know, they script the practice for the day. So with Kellen Moore, he said, like, he would tell him, all right, so today, period three, we're going to do third and fives from the 25. And like, so be ready for that, right? With Sean Mannion, what he's been doing is kind of on the fly, like not telling him, right? So instead of Mannion knowing what the drill is going to be or what the situation is going to be, he tells him quickly. And that makes Mannion have to think, okay, now I know my offense is taking the field on first and 10, 2 minutes ago, down four, ball at the 40, or third and seven, 25 seconds ago, no timeouts, you know, whatever, right? I really like that. I think that's really, really smart. I think it does put him in a place to feel better as a play caller. And I think that is where his time as a quarterback will help, is that I think that the quarterback is used to kind of processing things quickly. The quarterback is used to adjusting quickly to what the defense shows. And the quarterback is used to, at times, calling his own plays on the field. So I feel good about that. And I like the way Nick is doing it. He also told a cool story about how Sean Mannion was like, I don't know where he was, but he was far from Philly and he was stuck in a snowstorm and like his flight got canceled or something like that. He wasn't going to get home. And Nick calls him, or Sean calls Nick, and Nick's expecting him to be like, hey, I'm not going to be there on Monday because of this. And instead, Sean Mannion's like, yeah, I'm 8 hours away. I'm on the way. So they've definitely been very impressed by Sean Mannion's work ethic. You know, Nick said the thing again about how Mannion's the first one there and the last one to leave. So, you know, Nick goes as the head coach. Maybe he doesn't have to do it anymore. I would strongly suggest Nick stops telling that story. But regardless, I think it shows he doesn't really care about the fact that he is willing to prop another guy up and kind of tearing himself down at the same time. But I do think the way he's getting Sean Mannion ready is encouraging. So that, I thought, was like the most significant takeaway in terms of new information and how Nick is handling things. So when we talked to him, AJ had just been traded. And, you know, he went through the receiving corps. He didn't say anything significant about AJ. There was no like revealing thing. There was no new information. You know, he wishes AJ the best, blah, blah, blah. Went through all the receiving corps. And I think the biggest thing that you would probably take from that is he loves himself some Keenan Allen. He thinks being compared to Keenan Allen is like the ultimate compliment in Nick's book. And he compared Dontavian Wicks to Keenan Allen. Now, Keenan Allen, my memory serves, had great hands. Dontavian Wicks doesn't. But he's super in on Dontavian Wicks. So I thought that if you, you know, you should be happy in hearing that, assuming Nick's analysis of that is correct. So the wide receivers just went through Devontae. We know what he can do. We think he'll be a number one. Feel really good about Mekhi, blah, 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 blah. Nothing really super fascinating from the receiving core, but they are going to try a committee. They are going to try to get guys in on and off the field. I still think the top three will be Devontae and then either Mekhi or Dontavian Wicks. Ideally Mekhi, but Dontavian Wicks, I think, could jump Mekhi if Mekhi doesn't adjust well. So receivers, no real new stuff on AJ and nothing that crazy. One clip that did go somewhat viral is about him using ChatGPT. And this goes back to the topic of him trying to keep things fresh. Nick was asked about how do you keep the message going, right? Like, how do you say the same thing, but in a different way where you're getting the attention of the players? And he said one thing he'll do is open ChatGPT and ask for like a motivational sports story or a story about, you know, a player pushing through something, and he'll use that. And he had a line in there where he goes like, got to make sure it's true first, right? So I think that was perceived as like, oh, look at this idiot Nick again, right? Using ChatGPT. The head coach is using ChatGPT. What I really think it is like ChatGPT is kind of becoming the new Google for a lot of people. And I don't think there's anything wrong with doing research to tell a story, right? Like, Nick doesn't know every sports story ever. And I think it's actually good that he's trying to find new ones. So I get how it comes across poorly. If he was asking ChatGPT to write the story for him, then I'd be like, okay. But I think he's basically just using it as a as Google, essentially. So that was, you know, if you saw that online, that's my thought on it. He was also, and I asked him this, because I think one of the core questions for this year is, how are you going to balance wanting to install new things on offense and knowing there's going to be growing pains with needing to win on Sunday? And he gave a long answer, as Nick does, but I thought this quote was the most important part. He said, quote, "I don't think that what you say to the team in the middle of a game, hey, I need him to have one more rep of this boot in the game so he gets better at that. What we do, what do we need to do to win this game?" So I butchered reading that. But basically what he meant was, they're not going to be in game just running something because they need to keep going at it, right? They'll practice it during the week. They'll try to get players better at during the week. But if something's not working, they're not going to run it in the game. I don't think they are going to want to go through many growing pains. And I think that's the right way to view it. Me and Spike, obviously of the afternoon show, have this debate all the time on like, well, you can't just go back to the old offense because it's not like that offense worked great. But I do think what they can do is put Jalen in situations where he feels more comfortable. And if he doesn't feel comfortable running the new plays and it's not working, they'll go back to running the plays they know Jalen can run, putting him in shotgun, doing RPO stuff, right? Running routes that he's really comfortable with. I don't think they're going to go down. They're not going to let the ship sink, seeing if Jalen can run the offense. They will do everything they can to keep that boat afloat without, you know, like as much as people want to see this offense and try new things, Nick's trying to win games. And that is the one constant. So I definitely think I've gotten the takeaway from being around Nick during the offseason that like they're going to do what it takes to win games. If that means abandoning some of the new offensive principles, then they will abandon some of the new offensive principles. It is more important for Nick, I think, and he believes this, I believe, to go 4-0 winning the game 20-17 than it is to go 2-2 winning the game 33-17 or 33-30 or whatever, right? Like Nick just wants to put wins on the resume and in the right column, and that'll keep the job for him. That'll keep Jalen's job. And I think deep down they know that. So yeah, I think they're going to focus, as I've said repeatedly, but here's Nick saying it, on what they need to do to win the game. Now, the other thing, and I think this was probably the biggest quote, we talked about it quite a bit on the WIP morning show on Monday, which you can check out in the feed. Also on the WIP morning show this morning, Tuesday, so go check it out. The idea that it's Sean Mannion's offense. Nick was asked, who has full autonomy over the offense? And Nick said, and I'll get the quote here. It was, quote, "We're going through everything together as a football team. The autonomy I have, everything on the field has my name on it. We'd be crazy not to do some of the things we've been successful at that maybe Mannion hasn't done in the past," end quote. So I think there's two really interesting, well, actually a bunch of really interesting things in here. First, and this is me, but if you listen, like this first part is exactly what he goes. "We are going through everything together as a football team. The autonomy I have," then he catches himself and goes, "everything on the field is my name on it." I think Nick was getting ready to say, "I have autonomy," but then he realized it probably wouldn't play well. And so I think he pulled back. And I think his way of trying to explain that was saying, "everything on the field has his name on it. And ultimately he makes all the decisions with the football team." And he goes in there and says, and I do think this is true, "they'd be crazy to abandon the stuff that has worked for them." Like there, look, some plays in the offensive playbook last year didn't work, right? Like if I was them, I would throw out the wide receiver screens. Don't think anyone on the team is good at it. We'll see if Mekhi Lemon is. But there are things they do really well. And as they are a team that is trying to win games next year, they would be crazy to get rid of the stuff that Jalen does well, the things the offensive linemen like, the running concepts that Saquon feels comfortable with, things that they had success with, right? So I think what Nick said about the autonomy thing is absolutely true. Nothing will happen on that field without Nick's approval. Now, there will be times where he'll go, "okay, Sean, you make the call," and that is Nick approving the call, and Sean Mannion will decide what he wants to do. I'm not saying Nick's going to call plays, but they're going to put the playbook together and Nick's going to have to stamp it. They're going to put a game plan together and Nick's going to have to stamp it. Like that is still what it's going to be. So I think Sean Mannion will have a lot of say, and I think they will put stuff in there that Sean Mannion has run before and they will then put it in together. But a portion of the playbook is going to be stuff from last year. Again, first and second down, under center play action, third down shotgun. Like, that's what I think this is going to look like. And when Nick is asked about if he has full autonomy, I think his answer was basically yes. Even though he kind of pulled back, I think his answer was still basically yes. Now, the final question Nick was asked, which I just think is funny, and it's just such a good example of how, like, he's just going to say what causes the least amount of stir. But he's asked if he feels like they get enough credit. And he goes, who cares? I can't focus on those things. And I think that's true. I do think there is an element of him and Jalen and the Eagles where they go, all right, we can't focus on it. But I can tell you right now, they are 1,000% motivated by the fact that people don't believe in them. Jalen is 1,000% motivated by the fact that he still has to hear if he's going to be the starting quarterback next year. Nick is 1,000% motivated by the fact that he is viewed as having a not good offensive mind. Because they've accomplished so much, it absolutely gets to him. I don't think there's any question. It absolutely gets to him. So while they're saying they don't think they get enough credit and they know expectations are high, I think the Eagles, like when I think back to this Eagles run, I will think about the fact that they were not happy with the fact they didn't get enough credit. And one day they will, I think. I think this Eagles era should age well now, but will definitely age well in like 20 years. But no question about it, I don't think they think they get enough credit. So overall, we'll see if Nick has new messaging for the team. We'll see what ChatGPT can bring up for him. But Nick sounded and acted like the same guy he's always been. And he's won a lot of games, so maybe that's a good thing. But I am interested to see what the next chapter of Nick looks like. And boy, oh boy, that chapter starts in a week. All right, on the other side, got a few other little interesting things that came across the desk that we'll get into. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Okay, so let's talk about let's talk about salary cap and how good the Eagles are doing of putting the team in a good place while having a lot of salary cap. So Troy from Over the Cap, Texans Cap on Twitter, does an unbelievable job. Actually, he's not from Over the Cap. My apologies. He's from the Texans Cap. But regardless, an awesome follow on Twitter. Go check him out, at Texans Cap. Does a ton of work with salary cap stuff. He put a graph out on a graphic that is also a graph for a chart. I feel like I was good in those in high school, but now not so much. And basically, it's NFL team cash and salary cap spending for 2026 heading into training camp, including the dead money. So in this graph, and you should check it out, and you can visualize it, the top left quadrant are the higher cash over cap spending teams. So basically, they're spending cash, and their cap is low because they have a ton of cap space available. In the right is high cash without high cap, don't have a lot of cap space available. And then the lower teams are just all the losers, right? Low cash, low cap, cash under high cap. So you want to be in the top left, and the teams are in the top left. A lot of the good teams are there. The Bills, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Broncos, the Niners, the Chiefs, and the Eagles. They are in that right part. The team that's good, but like you don't want to be in that part, that where they're spending a lot of cash and still don't have a lot of cap space, Cowboys, Lions, Bengals, and Steelers are there. That's got to be devastating because they're going to be awful. But I thought it was a good look at how the best teams are the teams where the owner spends money and the GM handles it well. The Texans are in there. The Texans won a playoff game last year, right? Like the Texans are a good team too. The Rams are closer to being in the that right quadrant before being in the loser quadrant. So just thought this was a good look at how the Eagles are managing the cap while also fielding a competitive roster while having a lot of cap flexibility. So that's ultimately what you want to do. Have a really good team and have flexibility. The other thing that came across my desk was the Ross Tucker podcast. Recently did a pod, and then we're talking about Quinyon Mitchell. And one of my favorite X's and O guys, who I think does such a good job of explaining it in a easy, digestible way, is Greg Cosell. And I think he's broke down Jalen in the way in the past that is not favorable towards Jalen, but makes a really good argument and explains it well. So Greg Cosell was on there talking about the freedom that Quinyon Mitchell gives the Eagles defense because of his elite ability. So here's Greg Cosell talking about that.
And one of the things that's really helped this defense is when they line up in that quarter structure, that four across structure, they feel so good about Quinyon Mitchell as the boundary corner, basically being able to play zero man, Ross, and you know this, that they can take that boundary safety and they can pretty much move him, you know, into the middle of the field, you know, certainly versus 3-by-1 sets. And therefore they have more and more bodies in the middle. You know, this is a defense. It's all about delivery, and it's really a match principle defense, even though it might be zone based. And that's how they really eliminate a lot of the stress points, because even though it's zone based, there's so many match principles that they feel they can take care of the stress points and the conflict areas because of the delivery element of it, the match carry deliver element. And, it, you know, it's basically man principles at some point.
So you can hear him there. He says, by having Quinyon and just putting him on one side of the field, allowing him to play zero man coverage, they can go and put a safety in the middle of the field because they don't have to worry about shadowing them, right? They feel, or giving Quinyon help, they feel they can get really creative with how they use the safeties because they can just trust Quinyon. And that's why when they pay Quinyon a ton of money, this will be why. Like, it makes the defensive coordinator's life so much easier knowing he doesn't have to help Quinyon at all. They can just put him on the border. They can put him along the sideline and just let him do his thing, right? He'll stick with the man wherever he goes. If you have not as good corners, you can't put a safety super far over because you think that guy could be beat and the safety is going to need help. So they get more and more bodies in the middle of the field because of how good Quinyon is. Now, the exciting thing to think is Tariq Woolen has some of the same man coverage ability Quinyon has. More inconsistent, all those things, we've been over it. But man, if Tariq Woolen plays at the man coverage ability he's able to, and Quinyon does, Vic Fangio is going to be able to get more creative than he has in a long time with his safeties. And that's good because they don't have great safeties. They have dependable safeties. They don't have playmaking safeties. And if you can make those safeties' life easier, man, this defense is going to be tough because the defensive line is very good. The linebackers, I think Jihad will be very good. They can really be an impressive defense this year. So just thought that was a cool little note on how the flexibility Quinyon gives the defense. All right, that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds. Try to enjoy your Tuesday. Think about the fact that 1 week from today, they'll report to training camp and our life becomes officially overtaken by the Eagles. So go out, have a good Tuesday. Until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to
to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.